Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Nearly 25 years after the attack on the World Trade Center, groundbreaking for the final piece of the reconstruction.
Two World Trade will be a 55-story tower with more than 2 million square feet. In fact, we're told some of the floors will have garden spaces inside the building. It'll be the new world headquarters for American Express. They'll bring their 10,000 employees with them. City Controller Mark Levine says it is a big deal that Amex is keeping their roots here in Lower Manhattan.
We are facing economic challenges and increasing competition from other parts of the country. And to have a major firm like this putting down roots here for potentially decades to come is a very big deal for New York.
This is land owned by the Port Authority, and it's being developed by Silverstein Properties, and we're being told should be completed by 2031. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. Here in Lower Manhattan.
Another 13 people diagnosed with Legionnaires in that outbreak on the Upper East Side. This is in the last 2 days. It's now 36 infections, with 22 people having to be hospitalized. Council Speaker Julie Menin says she wants the city to disinfect all the water towers in the affected zip codes. That's three of them. 10075, 10028, and 10128. CBS New York says the health department has confirmed to them that 1511 3rd Avenue is one of several buildings that have already received a notice saying it tested positive. The mayor's office says they will go public with all the addresses once testing is complete. There's an arrest now in the 4th of July mass shooting in Coney Island that sent 8 people, including 4 children, to the hospital. 44-year-old Robert Smith is charged with multiple counts of attempted murder for allegedly walking up to a family barbecue on West 30th and Surf Avenue and opening fire. Cops recovered the gun at the scene. What they don't have is a motive. The mayor's office out with a plan to get you from here to there more quickly when you hop a city bus.
Mayor Mamdani campaigned on fast and free buses. He says with the help of state officials, he's putting the fast part into play.
We're talking about speeding up buses 20% on 50 priority corridors. We're talking about New Yorkers saving up to 6 minutes per trip.
This will include boarding on both bus doors, better bus shelters, and the MTA's Jano Lieber says
more enforcement of cars and trucks that are double parking.
Some improvements are already underway. Flatbush Avenue will get the first corridor by 2030. As for the free part, we'll have to wait and see. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Other aspects of the plan: physically protected bus lanes and bus ways, installing traffic signals that allow buses to spend less time at red lights, also redesigning routes and schedules. Islanders fans, your chance to design an alternate jersey for the team for the upcoming 2027-28 season. How cool is that? Islanders President of Business Operations, Kelly Cheeseman.
It's really, really cool to go in and you can pick from all of our logos over the history, all of our striping, all of our different fonts and numbers, and really a whole list of colors, and come up with your own kit. So if you've had a passionate idea, you can pretty much design it in the jersey today.
A lot of competition already, with the Islanders hitting 10,000 jersey submissions in less than 5 hours after the design website launched. And he's not surprised.
It's just the passion of 50 plus years of history on the island. And it's really always been the community's team here. You can feel it. You can feel it in the market when you get out on Long Island and you get into Nassau and Suffolk and you see the passion and how much they want to win and how much they love this team.
Well, the alternate uniform is the Islanders' hometown remix jersey, which is actually a league-wide thing. You can get in on this at islesjerseybuilder.com. Help wanted on Long Island at Uncle Giuseppe's. The Italian marketplace is hiring 250 workers for the new Greenvale store, which is set to open August 14th. This includes deli and bakery workers, butchers, pizza and mozzarella makers. The more experienced deli jobs pay up to $25 an hour. To apply, bring a resume to the store at 130 Wheatley Plaza for a speed interview. That's on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 9 to 4. Kalshi filing an appeal after losing a court fight with state gambling regulators. The decision by a federal judge could permanently ban the site in New York.
The big question is what Kalshi and Polymarket offer gambling. If it is, they have to go through a state licensing process. But Kalshi is claiming what it does is just like trading stocks. Sports attorney Daniel Wallach.
Kalshi is arguing this is not gambling. This is an event contract, a prediction market that's governed by federal regulations and therefore falls outside the realm of gambling.
And here's why they want to avoid going through the state.
They wouldn't be able to qualify for a state-issued gambling license because New York had a competitive bidding process.
For now, Kalshi can operate in New York while the case continues. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
It was the NYPD to the rescue last night, saving the life of an emotionally disturbed woman on the Brooklyn Bridge. The eastbound lanes were closed for a time. Cops talked the 31-year-old down from a beam. She was taken to Woodhull Hospital. Some evacuation orders still in place, but the frozen zones east of Grand Central, that's been lifted. That's after the buildings department declared 235 East 42nd Street stable as crews continue to install temporary supports. Columns inside the building started buckling earlier this week, prompting big concern about a possible partial collapse. Mayor Mamdani.
As soon as this emergency work is concluded, DOB is going to be conducting a rigorous assessment and ensuring that the plans and the site are fully compliant with all codes before any non-emergency work moves forward.
The construction is to convert this office building into apartments. Developer Metroloft is doing that. Founder Nathan Berman talked to CBS2 about what may have caused the problem.
Without pointing fingers before we do a full review, this could very simply be human error.
By those who built the original structure, he says, the buildings department is investigating. Today marks another milestone in our nation's founding. It was 250 years ago that the statue in New York City of King George III came tumbling down. And today,
we are going to do it again. We're going to rip it down.
Yeah, the New York Historical Society doing a ceremonial wrecking of a nearly 10-foot-tall replica. This one, though, filled with 42,000 Hershey Kisses. Chief Content Officer Ken Wine tells 1010 Winds this will symbolize the roughly 42,000 bullets made after pieces of the original statue were melted down.
We want people to appreciate what that moment was like in July 9, 1776. That is, these were just a group of people in New York City who wanted their freedom.
That's coming up at noon. Also today, the Museum of the City of New York will bring down a virtual statue of the late king. Manhattan Borough President Brad Hoylman Siegel will take part in that at 4:30 this afternoon.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.